Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
It's Tuesday, April 5th. The year is 2022. I'm Alex Jones coming to you from Connecticut. Owen Schroyer is about to be taking over from the ATX here in just a few minutes, and I've got several extremely informative reports coming up in this hour as well that I taped earlier. But first, I want to make this perfectly clear. We warned the world 4.5 years ago when I got deplatformed, debanked, and persecuted at communist Chinese levels that the reason I was being demonized was because InfoWars was seen as a symbol of the American populist and a symbol of resistance worldwide. And if we continued to succeed, 1776 worldwide would occur with people declaring their independence against the World Economic Forum and the globalist New World Order. That's why I'm enemy number one. And understanding why I'm enemy number one is the key to bringing them down. And supporting and keeping us on air is critical because the enemy is obsessed with destroying us and taking us off air so they can steal our identity and misrepresent who we are worldwide and kill the idea of the American rugged individualist and populist. So we are all at the tip of the spear. The viewers and listeners of the show are so precious. We told you first they came for Alex Jones, then they came for everybody else. And now here in Connecticut, with literally kangaroo trials where I can't defend myself and I'm already guilty when it goes to the jury, they are literally setting the precedent and bragging to get rid of populist and conservatives and veterans and police officers and you name it, due process. So this is an authoritarian reign of terror taking place to shut down free speech and silence opposition. So this is the next level of the takeover, is now physically bankrupting people and putting them in jail for their speech. Look at the January 6th people. Some of them totally peaceful, still in jail. But Kamala Harris was bailing people out that were burning down people's buildings, including attacking federal buildings with Molotov cocktails. That's all mostly peaceful and good. But when conservatives walk in the Capitol peacefully, they get arrested. This is the New World Order future, where the prisons are emptied of criminals and filled with good people. This is the judicial tyranny. That's why now more than ever, you must override them with your word of mouth, spreading this live feed, because it is the tip of the spear. It is the bat signal fired out to humanity to awaken and say no. InfoWars is the standard of resistance. You are the standard of resistance. And that's why our work is so critical. I am honored to be enemy number one. I am honored to have the enemy come after me first. But understand, as Trump always says, they're trying to get through me to get to you. So please keep us on air, keep us in your prayers, and financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer takes over.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be hearing from Alex. He's already filed some reports we're going to be airing through the transmission here today on this day, April 5th, 2022. We've also got a great guest coming on who was one of the first people to break the story about the biolabs in Ukraine, and we're going to get his take on the biolabs, Russia targeting the biolabs, the Biden involvement in the Biden biolabs, and all of that. And then here's what I have on my desk before we come back with an Alex Jones report. Big news is breaking when it comes to the election theft that took place in 2020, the presidential election theft. We've got big breaking news on that. There are some developments in the Russia versus the globalist narrative, and that's what it is. Yeah, you have Russia going into Ukraine, and they've got their agenda there, but then you have the globalist agenda that's anti-Russia. And they're making moves right now just stealing Russians' property, just saying, oh, you're a Russian billionaire. We're just going to take all your money. We're going to take your property. Just, oh, okay. So that's the globalists doing that. There's a slew of news stories today discussing mental health in this country and what's going on with women and children. Ah, well, what is the left targeted more than anything else culturally in this country? The women and children. Why are their suicide rates and mental health rates skyrocketing? Because that's what liberalism is. It's a mental disorder. We do also have some COVID news, some just incredible political news when it comes to what Biden and Harris are up to, it's really quite an embarrassment. All that and more coming up on today's Alex Jones Show.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to the front of operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Because democracy basically means government by the people, of the people, for the people. But the people are retarded. So let us say, government by the retarded. For the retarded, of the retarded.
Even the famous cult leader guru Osho understood the danger of the mad howl of pure democracy that the author of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, warned the world about. In a republic, you generally have two parties so that the people can balance power between those. You try to separate the government into different factions. In our country, we have the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. And it is that separation of powers that stops cults or gangs or organized crime syndicates or dictators, oligarchies, to be able to get control. Because you don't just split up the federal government into three branches. You then separate federal and state power. And then you have state and local power, because it all comes from we the people. It's all designed to stop the type of tyrannies that have been seen destroying amazing civilizations throughout history. And so when we see what's happening in the world today under radical leftist bullying, it's mega corporations coming in and taking over governments, getting their politicians and operatives into place who swear allegiance to the code of the Davos Group, which is the Bilderberg Group. Klaus Schwab heads up both. And their goal, you're now seeing it, is a post-industrial world. Feudalism, making you very, very poor. And that's just the people that are allowed to survive. They want at least a 90% population reduction. Then the globalists have their private jets, their huge estates, their fabulous wealth. They enjoy all the technology. They enjoy all the medicine. They enjoy the culture. You get starved to death and killed. So this is really the issue of our age, and this is the issue for all of human history now, if we allow ourselves to go under this incredible tyranny. Just a few weeks ago, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright died, and the media around the world celebrated her as just the most wonderful thing ever, because she was the first Secretary of State who was a female. But if you look at what she actually did, she supported war. She supported sanctions that killed millions and millions of people. And just in Iraq, It was estimated by the UN 500,000 plus children just under the sanctions that she put on Iraq during Bill Clinton's administration. Herbert Walker had already put some sanctions on them, but the Clintons tripled it at her suggestion, and they wouldn't even let basic antibiotics get into the country, and 500,000 children died. And she famously said that it was a good price to pay.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
It's important on this April 5th, 2022, Tuesday broadcast to pull back at a 35,000-foot view and ask yourself, why is the entire leftist media, the corporate media, from Japan to Europe to the UK, Australia, the US, praising this woman 2 weeks after she died? It's still all over television. It's still all over the newspapers. Why? Because they're rewriting history, ladies and gentlemen, while they pick out other individuals and groups who they want to villainize, who they want to demonize. And it's only when the public has very short attention spans and doesn't know about history that they're able to be manipulated with this information. Here's a case point example. If you go out and ask the general public about Sandy Hook 10 years ago, a bunch of children being shot to death in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, people are going to say Alex Jones. Believe me, I'm Alex Jones. I experienced it on the street. Some people walk up to me and say, you killed the children. That's mind control. That's a dumbed down population. But that's how the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when Trump was winning, got upset. They knew that I was leading a major populist movement. They said, what do we do? Well, we look at Jones's history, things he's covered, things he's questioned, and we make him the Sandy Hook man. And then anytime people talk about Alex Jones, we get to bring Sandy Hook back up and go after everybody's guns again. But more importantly, use the attack on Alex Jones to set the precedent to then take people's free speech away. And again, this could only be done with an extremely dumbed down public. And so what's happened is we don't have a separation of powers to a great extent anymore. And we have the judicial branch that is becoming its own tyranny, and that is engaging in any type of activity they wish because there's no real checks and balances on them. So when you have the perfect storm of a dumbed down, historically illiterate population with mega corporations that are extremely predatory, you get a perfect storm of what they call technocratic tyranny. And that's what this whole cashless society, programmable money systems that are being announced and the world government that's being announced is actually rolling out right now. Now, remember, that same corporate media for decades told you world government doesn't exist, New World Order doesn't exist, there's no Bilderberg Group. And now it's all out in the open because they're going from beta accelerating into operational. And everybody needs to be concerned about this going into operational because its plan is at least 80% depopulation by 2030. And you can see how that's now beginning all over the world. So humanity must become the checks and balances again. We must identify who the enemies are. We must understand how they manipulated us. And we've got to say, why is Madeleine Albright a hero when she gave the orders to kill 500,000 children and said on TV she was proud of it? How is George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator that bankrupted more than 20 nations' systems and stole old people's pension funds, how is he a hero, but Alex Jones is bad? This is bigger than Alex Jones, but just think about the power of the corporate media to demonize someone for questioning events. Well, there's been so many staged events in history. And that's the ultimate crime, is questioning the official narrative. But when you actually kill 500,000 children deliberately, it's now a good thing. That is nothing less than mind control. So when we see men posing as women wearing admiral outfits and men in women's wrestling choking out women, and when we see open borders and we see the Supreme Court justice nominee saying she can't say what a woman is, and we witness the devaluation of our currency and all of this, this is the checks and balances of good people not being involved, being removed, And into that vacuum comes all the tyrants, all the criminals, all the evil people. Thomas Jefferson was asked, what is the level of tyranny humans will live under? And he said, it is the level to which you will accept. There's always someone more evil to come into the vacuum when good people don't stand up. And so it's accelerating. It's getting worse and worse by the day. And people have to understand that being lazy, not being engaged, going along with political correctness is basically sucking the oxygen out of the room, and it's going to destroy us. And that having courage and questioning and being involved and standing up against censorship is the answer. There's an article on InfoWars.com today by Paul Watson where the big National Museum of Art in the UK is changing the names of art, taking any names that basically say Russian off of them. We have to decide who we are and what we stand for. We're going to lose our entire culture, our entire civilization. It really just comes down to that. It's the decision that all of us have to make, because things are only going to get worse the more we live in denial. It's only going to get better by standing up and doing the right thing. Some of us will be demonized who are at the tip of the spear. That's okay. I volunteered for this because not standing up and being a total slave is a fate far worse.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Special Tuesday, April 5th edition of the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for tuning in, and again, thank you for spreading the word about the broadcast. You are the power that takes this information to the next level. You are who is able to override big tech censors and the globalists who are fighting tooth and nail to suppress the voice of the people. So together, we are going to defeat these globalists, and I again thank you all for taking action and realizing how important your word of mouth is to override their tyranny. Separately, Owen Schroeder is about to take over. I just want to remind listeners that we are fighting the globalists at point-blank range with every ounce of energy and will and finances we have. And without you, we will not be able to continue on. Plus, we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of them now. Pollen Block has been sold out for 11 months. It is a natural system that is wonderful for allergies and hay fever and so much more. It is now back in stock. And despite the fact it's been sold out for a year, it is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right on time for spring. Also, we're going to sell out by Friday or so at current sales of the new 1776 coin. It's a three-part series. It's limited edition. There will only be 10,000 of this coin made. There'll be 10,000 of the next coin made, and then that's it, the three-part series. It's a founder coin, meaning it's being used to really energize our operation and ensure that we're not taken off the air. And then everybody that does become a founding member by buying the coin, if you put your email in when you get the coin, you'll be sent in the future, very near future, a lot of really, really special exclusive things, unless there's a nuclear war or I get assassinated or put in prison and taken off the air. But if we're able to keep fighting, founding members will definitely be pleased. And then finally, there's a lot of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, but we were doing a lot of accounting, trying to find money to pay the payroll. They're like, hey, Alex, we keep telling you, you keep designing new shirts all the time, but never really promoting them. So some shirts sell, some don't, but we have 63,000 shirts. And you just sell them at cost, and we'll move them out the door, and then only have a few shirts that are limited edition here and there that are popular. That way we don't have half the warehouse full of stuff. It's killing us. And I'm like, you're absolutely right, and the listeners have really come through. We started this special deal on Wednesday of last week, and we've now sold 13,000 T-shirts as of this morning. So 13,000. We're down to 50,000 T-shirts thanks to you. These are limited edition. They're never going to get made again. Some of these shirts designs are 25 years old, like the Mass Murderers Agree shirt, or 20 years old, the Tyranny Response Team shirts. None of these are ever getting made again. So please help keep us on the air, get a piece of history, and help spread the word, the third dimension, by taking advantage of the mega T-shirt blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, this is the last week to get 40% off on VasoBeats and on BioTruth Selenium. They're going to go back to 25% off. Right now, they're 40% off, and they're excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. Back to Owen Schroeder and our amazing crew in ATX. I'm in the belly of the beast, Connecticut, so please pray for us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, more coming up from Alex this hour, and then a great guest in the second hour. Let me just hit some of the news right now before we come back with Alex. COVID cases in China hit record as Shanghai extends lockdown. So, yeah, they locked down an entire, basically it'd be like locking down an entire city or even state. They're trying to test 26 million in Shanghai is their goal, to COVID test 26 million. More than 80% of the country's latest daily cases were in Shanghai, where millions of people were confined to their homes. So, again, COVID cases hit record. But is that the story? No. The story is that they locked down the entire city of Shanghai, tested or plan on testing 26 million individuals. And then they say, oh, look, 80% of the COVID cases are in Shanghai. Oh, no kidding. Where you tested every single person? Wow. Who could have guessed that would have been the case? Folks, you can shut down New York City right now. Forget about COVID. You can test for any disease. How about herpes? You could go and shut down New York City and test however many million people reside there or however many million people you want in New York City, and you can get a large number of people to test positive for herpes, and you can say, massive herpes outbreak in New York City. And then say 90% of new herpes cases are in New York City. Well, what's the real story there? It's not that there's herpes in New York City or that herpes is all of a sudden spreading wild like wildfire, or they, maybe that might be the case, but they're not making a big deal of it. The point is, you can go to any city you want, test millions of people, and get positive test results, and then the media can just say, oh, look, it's an outbreak. You can do it with any disease, any virus, anything. And then say, oh, wow, most of the new cases are in this city that we lock down and test everybody in. Oh. That should be common sense. I shouldn't have to explain that. But I do, because when the Wall Street Journal reports on it, when all the mainstream news reports on it, they present it at face value like, wow, COVID has really hit Shanghai hard. It is just brutal there. No, what's brutal is the oppression of the people. What's brutal is the fake news media's coverage of it, saying that there's a massive outbreak, even though they essentially shut down the city so that they could get the numbers to say there was a massive outbreak. You'd think it'd be pretty common sense stuff to understand, but it's not, and so we have to explain it. And now Fauci is crawling out of his rat hole. Fauci's crawling out of his rat hole, and he's saying, get ready for more lockdowns here. I guess he loves what he's seeing in China. And he says, it's a good thing. It's a positive thing to lock down. It's a good thing to be a prisoner in your own country. Nobody likes a free country. Yeah, I bet Fauci would like everybody locked down because he's afraid that he's going to get a lifelong prison sentence for his crimes against humanity. But, you know, speaking of that, and I'll just go off on a jag real quick. I happened to rewatch the movie Dallas Buyers Club this weekend, and I don't know when it came out. I saw it when it came out. It was always a good film. It's not really my type of film, not really my genre or cinematic experience, but the movie is truly fantastic. And when you consider that that is based on a true story, and you now have a better idea of Fauci's involvement in the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, and you have a better idea of what the government did during COVID to just us in the last 2+ years, and you rewatch that movie with that context and that perspective, it really hits even harder. Our government hates us, folks. They hate us. They want us dead. And I'll have to come back to this news because I just got to make this point. You got to understand something. The rulers of this planet, the people that believe they own this planet, you got to understand. I mean, to be honest, I'm really not even their enemy. They just hate me for my free speech and my pro-human views. They actually look at me like, hey, you're educated, you're smart, you're in good shape. They really don't want to kill me. They'd rather have a bunch of people like me running around. They see gay people. They see trans people. They see old people. They see fat people. They literally want you dead. And in case you haven't noticed, that's why all the propaganda is aimed at you and aimed at women's wombs and children. It's a population control agenda, and when they see gay people having gay sex, like in the 80s, they literally wanted you dead, so they gave you a killer drug.
We are only offering 3 coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin, as we enter the last days of March into April 2022, is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So, Go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future, thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Now look, I've got all the news here in front of me. I've got the political developments. I've got the COVID developments. I've got the cultural rot of the left developments. I've got election fraud developments. I mean, I've got all the news here. I've got the video clips. I've got the left sexually grooming your children. I mean, it's all here. And I'll cover all of it today. But see, it really just all comes down to an understanding that people need to have and a worldview that you may not like, but you have to accept it because it's the reality. We have a current state of affairs on this planet where you can call them the elite, but it's really not even that.
You can talk about the satanic sex cults or the satanic death cults and all that stuff. But what it comes down to, and this has been recorded throughout modern human history, since the founding of this country, I mean, George Washington would write his journals about the Illuminati and secret societies and all this stuff. But as the world evolves, so do these secret societies, and so do other factions that want to compete with them. But at the end of the day, call it whatever you want, the Illuminati, secret society, shadow government, these groups of people have reached intellectual conclusions that if you're a deep thinker, if you're an intellectual person, if you're a logician, we'll say, you've had these same patterns of thought. And you may have reached different conclusions, you may have reached the same conclusions, but you may have a heart, you may have a soul, you may have a Christian ethos or some other religious ethos that makes you have love instead of hate, and believe in good instead of evil, and believe in a creator, and that's the ultimate power, that's the be-all, end-all, not you or whatever humans do on this planet. But see, this group of elite don't go off of that logic. They don't believe in divine creation or your divine existence. Instead, they look at the planet like it's a business. The best analogy I could make for you to try to understand this mindset, and this may go over many people's heads, but for me, we grew up with video games like SimCity, or basically these games that just simulate life in some form, and you're in charge of a city or you're in charge of a civilization or something, and you know, you have to make decisions to make sure the civilization blossoms or whatever. The point is, that's how they look at the planet. The whole planet is a commodity to them, and the daily operations or yearly operations or whatever on the planet are of major concern or cause to them. So if they think that there's too many humans on Earth, then they're going to try to cull the population. If they think there's a limited amount of resources and they want them for themselves to sustain themselves or their bloodlines or their lineage or their secret groups, then they're going to make sure that you're not consuming those resources. So when you understand that mindset, which I don't know if I'm properly presenting, but when you understand that mindset and you look at the world through that perspective, you understand the globalists so much better. You understand their operating procedure. You understand their motives. And when you tie that into the response to COVID or the whole entire story of COVID, it actually makes sense. Now, why do I use the movie Dallas Buyers Club as a prospectus on how to understand this? Because you watch that movie and you would say, huh, because just like with COVID, it was the same story. It's like, huh, so we have an AIDS epidemic going on. We have drugs that we know help people that have AIDS, help extend their life, give them a higher quality of life. And then we have these drugs over here that are getting pushed by the FDA that people in high places have investments in that are killing all the AIDS patients. We're going to go with that drug instead. And you would say, well, why the heck would that be going on? That doesn't make any sense. No, you see, it does make sense when you look at the planet as a commodity of yours with scarce resources and a growing consumer base that you need to cull. And so there's a certain level of evil to it, and quite frankly, there's a certain level of survival of the instincts and humanity to it. I'm not promoting this idea, I'm just telling you how they think. So, in their minds, their logic, their reasoning is, if you're running around and you're engaging in sodomy, and you're getting AIDS because of your gay sex, then you deserve to die. You deserve to die. And we're going to give you a drug that's going to kill you even faster because you've made those life decisions. And so that's how they feel morally about it in this black magic that they engage in. Is, hey, you chose this lifestyle. Now you chose to come to us for help. We're going to kill you. That happened in the 80s. Now you've got COVID.
The exact same story. Now, maybe AIDS was made in a lab just like COVID. I don't know. I'm not here to have that discussion. I've seen the arguments before. In fact, I think it was Will Smith even. Guys, look that up. Will Smith actually said at one point in time that AIDS was made in a lab. That's just an old memory that popped up in my head. Will Smith claimed AIDS was made in a lab. So I'm not here to make that argument. We know COVID was made in a lab. We know that the treatment that was promoted by Fauci and others was deadly, with the remdesivir and with the blowing your lungs out on a ventilator and now with the vaccines. All those things are deadly. So you got to understand, in their mind, it's like an IQ test. So maybe it's not a moral test of are you going to go out and engage in sodomy and anal sex, which is a bad life choice. No judgment here. I mean, it's just true. And they say, okay, well, you're going to die for that decision. Well, now it's, oh, if you're dumb enough to get a vaccine, if you're dumb enough to go to the hospital and get put on a ventilator and remdesivir, and you're not going to do any of your research into this, then you deserve to die. And that's how they look at it. And they have no qualms in this mindset. Why do you think they operate with such confidence when they launch these operations? Because in their eyes, from their perspective, their worldview, they're doing a good thing. They're saving the planet from sodomites. They're saving the planet from people that are too stupid that'll go put something in their arms. Like that lady said from the NAACP, I'm not learning about the infusion. I don't care what's in the infusion. I'm just going to take the infusion. Well, that's stupid. That's death. So they think, okay, you believe that? You're going to die. Yeah, Will Smith launches homophobic anti-AIDS rant and unearthed footage. He actually, guys, he went on 60 Minutes. I think it was in the 90s with Leslie Stahl, I think it was. I don't remember who it was, but he went on 60 Minutes and they brought it up. They were like, so do you believe AIDS was made in a lab? And he basically refused to answer the question, meaning he probably still believes that, but didn't want to say it on 60 Minutes. Maybe it was Barbara Walters, actually. I forget who it was. It was Barbara Walters. Thank you, crew. So, you have to understand this is the world that you live in. And in their eyes, the people that believe they own this planet, probably been in power for generations, the bloodlines, generations, generations, dating back centuries, who knows, even millennia. In their eyes, they really think they're doing a good thing. And maybe they're really worshiping Satan or thinking they're getting messages from Satan. Maybe it's total demonic possession. That's their logic. You're on a lifeboat in space called planet Earth. There's not enough room and resources for everybody. And so they're gonna be the protectors of this planet, and they're going to cull the population, and they're going to keep it, as they say in the Georgia Guidestones, at a permissible human population of 500 million. Now, I don't believe any of that. God made this planet. God made this life. God made this experience. His will be done. And we've got plenty of space for everybody. But see, that's how the globalists think. So just understand, when you see Dallas Buyers Club and what they do for COVID, yeah, they want you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schroyer is about to take over again in a moment, and he's got some special guests, a lot of news, and, of course, your phone calls coming up here today. Really appreciate Owen sitting in and doing a fabulous job here on the main InfoWars show. Of course, you can tune into his extremely informative and powerful transmission weekdays, 3 p.m. Central, and that is The War Room with Owen Schroyer, and another very important broadcast weekday mornings with Harrison Smith, American Journal. Also has a lot of great guests and just amazing analysis by Harrison Smith. So please continue to spread the word about that. We are massively censored. We are massively deplatformed. But because of listeners and viewers with human intelligence, you've been able to overpower the censors in the last 4 years. And InfoWars has become the model and the standard of resistance and victory against the deep state of persevering. So thank you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, for helping us all persevere together through what's happening. Now, I don't want to talk about this subject, and I know listeners are sick of hearing about it, but it's very important to the big picture and to your life and to what the future of our country and the world is going to be like if we don't become aware of this. So sit back for a moment and think, as you're tuning into the Alex Jones Show here today, why would you have to be living in a cave to not hear about Alex Jones every day in the news being demonized. Why is that happening? Why do they hate me so much? And why is their main tool of demonization against me, not that I'm a racist like they use on mainline Republicans and conservatives, that I'm a horrible person because I ask questions about big events that start wars. I popularized the term false flag that's been around for hundreds of years. I get people to look at things closely and question. And that's why I'm the big bad wolf. If you look at what's happening in Ukraine, obviously the Russians are doing bad stuff. Obviously the Ukrainians are doing bad stuff. It's a war. It's terrible. It's horrible. But footage has poured out that's been proven to be fake by the Ukrainian side. We've not really caught the Russians doing any type of fake stunts or fake massacres, because I think the Russians know that they're not sophisticated enough to get away with it. The Ukrainians have a very sophisticated movie propaganda system. Even mainstream media has talked about Zelensky's propaganda machine. He's been an actor all his life. And so they've been caught, though, staging all these fake massacres and these fake events. And now when you hear them talk, you don't know whether they're telling the truth or not. They have been caught using famous actors from Ukraine in battle scenes as victims over and over again. They've been caught using what's basically movie sets with Russian tanks they've captured to stage other events and claim that, oh, look, there's all these dead people on the street and they're actors, ladies and gentlemen. There's no blood. They're not even rotting. They've supposedly been dead there for weeks. We're not saying there aren't real people being killed. We're not saying this isn't really terrible that Putin invaded, in my view. But it's even worse that NATO started the fight to lure Russia in. What I'm saying is it's our birthright and it's common sense to be able to question the Gulf of Tonkin or question WMDs in Iraq or question anthrax and Colin Powell to UN and to question Jussie Smollett and Bubba Wallace and almost all these hate crimes against black people that turn out to be completely staged by leftists to, again, politically make everybody guilty and to follow their directives. So when you see in the news on Fox and CNN and ABC News every day, and I can't even go to CNN's website without seeing articles every day demonizing me. You've got to ask why that is. Because they want everybody else out there to be scared to question events. They want everybody else out there to think that little people can't question official narratives. Going back to the case with Ukraine and Russia, I said that I thought Russia was probably going to invade. I also thought China was going to invade Taiwan because that information had been leaking out, and the Chinese government said that they might do it. I think they're watching first, though, to see what Russia does. And I famously, of course, back in October of last year, made the prediction that by February that would happen. And then we saw Vladimir Putin lie and say that he wasn't going to invade while he was massing troops. Now, that's not him staging a false flag. That's not him staging dead bodies or massacres. But that's him lying and saying, I'm not going to invade, so that when he invaded, he had the element of surprise. Again, it's okay to question Putin and just say, I'm just not going to believe what he officially says. But we're told by the U.S. media, don't believe anything Putin says, but believe everything our media says, when they have a much worse track record of Vladimir Putin when it comes to lying. So again, the most valuable thing we have is questioning narratives and not buying what we're officially told. Now we have Biden running around saying he wants war crimes. He wants escalated military hardware sent against Russia because of supposed massacres in this town. And we have articles on InfoWars.com and the videos that clearly show a lot of this is fake. Plus, remember the ghost of Kiev wasn't real. Remember the Snake Island massacre wasn't real. And it's okay to point out that those are lies. Now, sometimes we're going to question events and they're going to turn out to be real. We've seen that with mass shootings. But it's okay and it's healthy to question those things. But that's why you see it all over the news that Alex Jones is the worst person on earth, because the idea of someone questioning the establishment is the ultimate crime when it's the bedrock of freedom. The ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4 is freedom. George Orwell was right when he wrote that, and it's still true today. Everyone watching or listening to this broadcast today instinctively knows there's not hundreds of articles demonizing Alex Jones a day and scores of TV programs on every major channel saying he's a horrible, bad person, because it's really all just about Alex Jones. It's about you. They want to demonize the common man, the common woman. They want to demonize populist movements. And they see InfoWars and our operation as the example of the folk hero, of the little guy standing up. And so they can take something I've done in my past, questioning a shooting here at Sandy Hook, exaggerate it, lie about it, and then demonize me. People don't even remember Adam Lanza's name. They remember Alex Jones. And they come up to me on the street and they say, you killed those kids, or leave those kids alone. And then now the lawyers up here, Democratic Party lawyers, are basically under the command of Senator Blumenthal, they are openly saying that, oh, we're going to show his shopping cart and how he made more money on Sandy Hook days. By the way, how are we defaulted when we gave them all that, and then they say they have nothing, and now they want a double default where they have a trial where I'm guilty, already defaulted, a trial where you're already guilty, just deciding how guilty, and now a trial where we can't talk or put on evidence to show that they weren't damaged. You understand how that works? So literal show trials at a level where the other side can't talk, where the defendants can't talk and can't even defend themselves. Oh, yes, you're guilty, but now you can't defend yourself on how you're not as guilty as they say you are. You're not this horrible villain. They are stealing your birthright of a fair trial. They're destroying the Eighth Amendment against cruel and unusual punishment and excessive fines. They are raping everyone's birthright right now, and it is a triangle of a corrupt judiciary with a corrupt corporate media system and lawyers that are part of that whole triad of control. And this is a case point test example. They admit on MSNBC and other channels to take Tucker Carlson and everybody else off air. The idea that you sell products and that you're lying on air to sell the products is absolutely insane. You tell the truth on air, people know you tell the truth, you have a big audience, then you sell products that people want and need. That's a totally separate deal. I am talk radio on TV. That's our model. But again, they're selling the idea that when anybody that's populist or anybody that's conservative or Christian has their own outlet, has their own economy, has their own listeners and their own financial ecosystem, that that's the ultimate sin. And that came out in Clinton documents a few years ago when the Western Journalism Center sued and got them out of their federal papers. It was the Clintons when they first got elected in 93 saying, our main mission is shutting down conservative ecosystems that are selling VHS tapes and books. We've got to silence them or they're going to form their own ecosystem and their own economy, and then the populace will take America back. And that's what this is. These are globalist dictators, World Economic Forum tyrants that have penetrated our governments, put their people into control. And now they don't want a peaceful political uprising of the populace that question them and remove them. Well, guess what? They failed, and we're never going to be silenced, and the people are awakening, and humanity will come together, and we will have peace, and we will have justice, and we will bring the criminals to justice. God bless and good luck. Hour number two coming up.
Good.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.